We continue with interviews of this year's Government Contractor of the Year, or GovCon Awards, given by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. Lots of growth and innovation is happening in that mid-tier group of companies. It's exemplified by Blue Canopy, GovCon winner in the $75 million to $300 million per year category. Joining me now, Brad Schwartz, the president and CEO of Blue Canopy. Mr. Schwartz, great to have you on.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about the company a little bit. You've won some recent awards. You got on a big IDIQ e-site in the intelligence and DoD community. And then something a little bit different was a direct prime contract with the SEC for high-performance computing. Let's talk about e-site. What does that say about Blue Canopy?
First off, we were honored to be one of the few mid-sized companies that actually won a e-site award, and this is a $6.6 billion IDIQ serving the intelligence community. This was a follow-on to work that we had won as a small business. We were one of the three original award winners on the site contract supporting the Defense Intelligence Agency. So obviously we did great work for 5 or 6 years, and they felt they wanted to give us a chance. And part of this was the capabilities we had, but also the innovation that we brought to the client environment and trying to solve some of the counterterrorism, counterintelligence, big data projects.
So you were a small company, and you are woman-owned. Now you're woman-owned, but not small. Is that a good way to put it?
That's correct.
And what does that mean in terms of what are the implications of that in terms of capture?
Well, it's really interesting. Early on, we probably were at the forefront of the woman-owned small business program. A lot of the legislation and regulations were being put in place. So we actually didn't win any awards as a woman-owned small business, even though we had that designation. Part of it was because you take the site where that was awarded in 2009 and the regulations hadn't been put in place. Having said that, you know, the program, the Women-Owned Small Business Program, is a great program. It's encouraging women to start businesses, lead businesses, and I think the marketplace is finding out that there's a lot of talent in that class of socioeconomic companies. Now that we've graduated, and we graduated back in 2013 from that category, you know, we've been operating as woman-owned business, a mid-sized company, and I'm not sure that's a protected class or designation. Having said that, you know, I think it sets a tone in the organization, and you know, I think women leaders are they drive firm in the marketplace, but they also lead with a softer touch. We're seeing that across the defense contractors. More and more women are leading, whether it's at Northrop or Hewlett-Packard or Amazon Web Services with Teresa Carlson and others. So it's really nice to see that transformation occurring in a typically male-dominated industry.
I guess the bigger issue is that you hear so often is that there's a squeeze in that middle tier. There's always pressure to be acquired by the top tier, and yet you're competing in some ways with the top of the bottom tier or small companies. So what's the secret sauce, if there is any, to kind of maintaining independence and capture when you're in that 75 to 300 range?
There's no doubt that this is the toughest place to be in any marketplace. I play tennis. You know, there's two places you can play on the court. One is at the net, or the other is at the baseline. And if you play in between there, balls go by you. And that's sort of how it is for a mid-size company in this marketplace. There are set-aside programs that provide preference, if you will, for small businesses. And these are great programs, and they were critical, if you will, to giving us our chance to build different capabilities. And then as we're in this sector, we're competing with all the large companies, and now you have to compete on the quality of your solutions, your capabilities, and you have to bring something to the table that others don't have. For us, it's always been about being relevant to the mission, bringing great innovation, and doing high-quality work. And so, you know, we've tried to carve out areas that are leading edge, that are at the front of markets, in which case the larger companies don't have, you know, built up that strong bench of capabilities. And so we're able to compete head-to-head, and it's basically on trying to figure out how you drive technology. And I think of it in three ways. One is helping transform the clients in terms of how they serve and accomplish their mission. The other is around helping them drive efficiencies and driving cost savings. That's obviously really relevant in a budget-constrained environment. And then the last one is really helping them secure their IT environment and protecting their most sensitive data. And we do that through automation, analytics, and innovation.
We're speaking with Brad Schwartz, the president and CEO of Blue Canopy, a winner in this year's GovCon Awards. And we were going to talk about the SEC High Performance Computing in the Cloud contract, where you are partnering with Amazon.
Yeah, this was a big win. It was transformational in the sense for the SEC. We partnered up with Amazon, and it's really a different way of also procuring services. So, you know, as the prime contractor, partnering up with Amazon, this was a doing big data analytics in the cloud. It was using agile development as well as DevOps. So we're setting new standards relative to how the SEC was going to roll out their programs. And in each environment that we set up, and the first one was to set up a high-performance computing environment so they could accomplish some of the big data analytics problems that they have as they try to identify fraud in the marketplace. This was really exciting in the sense that we had to bring together all the different analytics, data transformation, data ingest, the security products, the continuous monitoring, and build that all in and basically offer it as a by-the-drink service to the SEC.
So a new approach there. And, you know, you're not new to this business. Would you describe yourself as a systems integrator? What's the term for a company like Blue Canopy?
Yeah, I think the term business system integrator is a good one. We like to think of ourselves as operating at the intersection of mission and technology. So it's not that we're just a technology integrator or technology service provider, but we're doing it in consistent with the client's mission in terms of driving better outcomes and better success in terms of how they use technology.
Now, there has been a lot of efforts at procurement reform. There have been NDAAs that have had it. There have been changes in the FAR. There's been a lot going on over the past 6, 8, 10 years. What are you hoping for in the forthcoming administration with respect to procurement? Or is it simply leave things as they are so we can figure out the changes we have in place?
I think the federal procurement environment, first off, is this is the largest procurement environment in the world, and it's very complex, and so obviously it has challenges associated with that. I think the biggest problem that we're seeing right now is a lot of the agencies are just faced with a real shortage of contracting officers and acquisition personnel. And so if you have 10 or 12 folks that should be manning your procurement and contracting office and you're only staffed with 3 or 4, it's just hard to get the job done. So I think something has to be done in terms of some kind of not just recruiting, but also a whole pipeline to address this, because this is a long-term problem. The other is the protest environment has really gotten bad. I mean, it's always been bad, but it seems to have gotten worse, and there needs to be reforms. And the reason I say that is when you compete on a multi-award IDIQ, and then all the decisions are made, and these are long processes. These are 12, 18 months to get through it all. And then you have to go through another 6, 9 months up to a year of protest. This really delays, and it makes it hard and very inefficient for the government buyer in order to try to find the talent or try to find the solutions and capabilities they need. So there's got to be something that's done in this protest reform area.
Brad Schwartz is president and CEO of Blue Canopy. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks. Great being with you.
And, of course, Blue Canopy is a winner in this year's GovCon Awards. We'll post this interview along with a link to more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.